listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Teen Trends with Dave and Friends with your host, David Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Call in 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Once again, here we are, guys, in the studio, live, latalkradio.com, the best talk station in the entire world. Well, today, guys, as you know, last week on the show, we talked about jobs, we talked about, different ways of getting jobs, and we touched on money a little bit, but we got a special treat today, very special treat. We got Mark Stevens. Mark Stevens, how's it going, Mark?
I'm doing great.
Doing great. Good,
Dave.
To hear. Good to hear.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm David Cohen. I'm the host of this show.
You're the host with the most.
Well, thanks, Mark. Mark Stevens is he's an executive with one of the largest banks in the U.S. He's also a financial and mortgage advisor. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
That's true.
Tell us.
Well, I've been I've been in the financial business, financial industry for almost 30 years now.
Yeah.
And I specialize in finance, corporate finance, real estate finance, commercial loans, and there you go.
Yeah, sounds good. How long have you been working in this business for?
About 30 years.
About 30 years. Oh, I think you touched on that. Yeah.
I started very young.
So very young.
Right out of college.
Sounds. Because you look like a pretty young guy. So 30 years. I would have said maybe you were somewhere in your 36, maybe 40, but
wow.
But that's impossible. You can't start the mortgage business at 10.
No.
That doesn't happen. I'm having Mark on the show today because I think it's important as a teenager to kind of get your money in line, because money is something that you're going to be dealing with for literally the rest of your life, and why not start early? You know, being young, you know, being 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, you know, those ages, even though there's a huge difference between 14 and 19, like you're still in your teen years, you know, and you're still being supported by mommy and daddy, and it's hard to kind of get in work mode. Like when you turn up to 20 years old, 21, 22, you know, it's like, oh, I have to go out and get a job and support myself and all this stuff. And I've just learned that if you start things at a young age, you adapt to them quicker. You tend to take a liking to them faster, and it's just good. You know, it's good to have a base when it comes to money. I have a few questions for you, Mark.
Okay, go right ahead.
What are some of the most common mistakes that you think teens make with their money?
Well, first of all, they have to start making money. They got to start making money.
Right.
Okay. The mistakes that they make is that I don't know whether I would call them mistakes. I would just maybe they're just ignorant or not ignorant. They just don't know. They just don't know the difference.
Right.
As an example, I have some kids, And I've been blessed enough to have some children. And I started my children off young.
Yeah.
I had my son do a car washing business when he was 12 years old.
All right.
So as he grew up, as he knew that, you know, if he worked on a car, he cleaned the car, he would get paid. Now, back many years ago, you know, $3, $4 would wash a car. But he charged $10 to wash a car.
Yeah.
And every week, he would make about $10 to $20 a week. And he was 12 years old.
Yeah. And like $10 to $20, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot of money, but to a 12-year-old, that's like, oh my God.
Well, he was into Pokemon.
That's funny.
That was a Charizard card.
No, Charizard's expensive, man. Charizard cards are $100. Stuff is crazy. I'd say that's probably like a Venusaur. I'm serious. But yeah, no, I mean, it's good. It's good because also, like, at 12 years old, I bet that your son, you know, he had money, you know? Even at, like, 12 years old, and I bet you that he still came up to you and was like, hey, Daddy, can I get, you know, can I get $20? Can I get $10? You know? And I'm sure that you had no problem giving it to him.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not
because,
at all.
You know.
I was blessed enough to be able to have the money available.
There you go.
Today, in our economy, a lot of families out there are struggling.
Yeah.
So they don't have enough money to just give a child or children as they grow.
Right, right. Which is it's kind of unfortunate, you know, in today's economy, which sucks. And you know, you working for one of the major banks in the world, that probably the economy has a lot to do with like what you do, and just like kind of.
It, on a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
Sometimes an hourly basis. My business it fluctuates that dramatically sometimes.
Yeah. That's crazy. Can you explain to us like exactly what you do, just so we know what you like?
What I do for this particular bank is I run a division and I lend potential home buyers money to purchase their homes.
Okay. So in easy terms, you loan people money.
Exactly.
And then they loan it to you back.
They pay it back. We drive the economy. The one of the biggest sectors in the economy is the housing industry, and that drives, it's actually driving the recovery in this nation today.
Wow. Another question, Mark. What are some of the tips you would give to parents and teens to help them understand the value of money?
Well, what age? What age are you talking about?
I'll restate the question. What are some of the tips you would give to parents and teens, just like parents, like 40s, I guess, 40s, 50s, 60s, and teens, 14 through 20, I don't, you know, just teens.
Actually, I would give them a three-phased plan.
Okay.
Number one. I would give them a budget. Allow each child, let's say you have one child.
Okay.
Give that child a budget, a weekly budget of money that they expect to get every week to pay for whatever they want to pay for. Okay? Example, the kids go out, they go to a movie, or they go to a restaurant, or they want to buy an iPod, or they want to buy some music, or whatever, Jamba Juice, they want to do something. Give them a budget on a weekly basis so they can deal with knowing, oh, well, if I pay $10 for this item, I only have, let's say the budget's $20 a week. Hmm. I only have $10 left to make it through the entire week.
Hmm.
So it teaches the child how to budget their money. Number two, for the parents, set up a two-phased plan, a short-term savings account so the child sees that money is growing and the contributions on a monthly basis, that money can earn interest, which is really important because what kids do is they put money like in a piggy bank.
Right.
And that's all well and good, but you need kids need to understand that they need to put money into a bank or into some kind of vehicle that gives them additional money because of it's called a yield.
Right.
Okay, yield on investment. And also number the third phase of this plan for parents is a long-term plan that will last a lifetime for the child's well-being. So when he goes and gets to be older, 60s, 70s, that he has a nice-sized nest egg that lets him know that he is going to be comfortable and he provides for his family that eventually he will probably have.
Wow.
That's a mouthful, I know.
Yeah, that's a... I like it. I love the steps. It's very good. It's definitely a lot to take. Definitely. Yes, my voice cracks. It's puberty. It's wonderful. That's why it's Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. But yeah, it's, you know, it is a lot to take in. But I agree. I do. Go on. What are you gonna say?
As an example, what I've established for one of my children is a long-term plan. We call it the million-dollar plan.
Okay.
That by the time he is age 70 years old, he's going to have $6.5 million.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn. How do you do that?
You do that by, number one, contacting a financial advisor, setting up a plan that's multi-phased in its approach, but more importantly, forget multi-phased.
Yeah.
Just keeping it simple, creating wealth by a financial discipline.
Okay.
Putting money aside every paycheck.
Every paycheck, just like a little bit from every paycheck, putting it in a separate account so it can gain interest.
Exactly.
Yeah. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends, if you guys want to call in, talk to Mark, talk to myself, you may. The number is 323-203-0815. Once again, the number is 323-203-0815. We'd love your call. We got Mark Stevens from one of the major banks in the entire world. And we're talking about teens and money. It's good. It's real good. There's this thing that I wanted to touch on. It was about how... we'll touch on it in just one sec. We have a caller.
Oh, very good.
There we go. Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm Dave. This is live. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Good. I'm just listening to your show.
Well, thank you very much. Who are we speaking to?
My name's Rachel.
Rachel, how are you?
Good.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Rachel, but I think you have called in on the show before.
I think once before.
I think I remember you.
Yeah. Well, nice to talk to you. And I have some questions for your guest.
What's up?
I'm having a problem with my mom.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm 17. And she will not let me have my own checking account. Uh-huh. And it's really bothering me because I work part-time. And every time I get a paycheck, she has to put it into my savings, but it's under her name.
Right.
And she keeps saying, no, you can't have your own checking account. And first of all, I want to know why, because it's really bothering me.
Okay.
If you could help me, since you're... I guess guest is a banker.
Yep.
Maybe he can tell my mom, because I have her listening, why I can't have my own account.
Okay. Now, a couple reasons, Rachel. Number one, when you have a checking or savings account, if you go over the limit that you have in the account, there's fees that the bank will charge you. Okay. So as an example, if you bounce a check, okay, that means there's not enough money in the account to cover the check. That, in most institutions, mm-hmm. costs $35. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you go out and buy something for $50, right? You go to a store.
Right.
Let's say you go to your favorite dress store, and you buy something for $25. But you only have $24 in your account. And you use your ATM card or you use your checkbook, and the check goes through the bank, you're going to get charged not only the amount of the item that you're buying, but you're going to also be charged an NSF cost, which is a non-sufficient funds fee of $35. So that $25 blouse now costs you $70.
Oh, so is that... See, I asked my mom if I can use her ATM card for emergency. And she gets really mad at me because she goes, no, because you're going to charge over the amount. So is that what she's talking about?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Now there are prepaid charge cards that have fixed amounts in them, okay? Which is a good way to get started, but it's a little time consuming to do that. What you need to do, Rachel, is you need to understand that you number one, I think it's great that you have a job. Being 17 years old and being responsible enough to have a job, I think you're doing great. Okay, a lot of kids out there aren't doing that, but you should pat yourself on the back because having a job is. How do you feel about having a job?
It's okay. I like where I work. It's it's like just a clothing store in the mall.
Right.
Near where I live. So it's okay.
Isn't it a good feeling to know that you're being responsible, that you're paying your way?
Yeah.
Isn't that a good feeling?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is set yourself up a budget, allow your mom to feel that she can watch over you, because literally it could get away from you. I know instances, and I've seen instances with my own business and in the banking business, I've seen charges, 10, 20 NSF charges in one day.
NSF, explain.
Non-sufficient funds.
What does that mean?
There's not enough money in the account to cover the charges.
Okay.
Okay. So you could have you could go in the hole seriously, very very quickly, and it's just and you're obligated to pay, and your mother would be obligated to pay that. So that's why your mom's being careful about it.
Mark, I and Rachel, correct me if I'm wrong, but I was going to say I think that this is the thing that that gets teenagers kind of like when it comes to money, kind of like, but guys, like seriously. Okay, I know that like within me, like I kind of wish I had my own credit card, I want to say, but like not credit card, just ATM card. Like a card where I can go to my checking account and pull out my money. I don't have that. And I've talked to my parents about it, and they're like, oh, you know, when you're 18, you can get it. And it's like, okay, but, like, I work. I put money in my account. Like, I should have access to that money whenever I want. And the thing for me is just, like why can't I get my own money? Like, that's my money. Like, why can't I go do it? And like, yes, I see the aspect of you could go over the amount and then you could bounce a check, you could do this, you could do that. But at the same time, like I really think it depends on the person, you know.
Well,
I keep telling my mom that I'm very responsible and I'm not gonna if I know how much she'll let me spend, then I'm not gonna spend over that. And you know, I'm smart, but she tells me that banks won't let you have an account until you're like 18 or something. Is that true?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
There has to be a cosigner.
I want to write my own check.
There has to be a Rachel, I'm sorry. There has to be a cosigner on the account. And that cosigner would be your parent, and your parent it would be responsible for that money. Okay?
Right.
So right. For all the good intentions, and believe me, I believe you that you're not going to spend more than you say you're going to spend. But they're spontaneous purchases. I mean, that's why stores are designed the way they are. As you're walking out of the check stand, there's another $10 item that you must have. It's a must-have item. But all of a sudden, you know, you have, let's say, $100 in your account, and you don't keep a proper accounting. I know a lot of kids who don't keep a proper accounting of how much money they have in their account, and then they'll just spend it. And then these NSF charges mount up, and all of a sudden, you know, the money that you've been working over the summertime, the $500, the $600, the $1,000 that you may have in your account could be seriously depleted literally in one day because you made a mistake because you wanted to buy something. It's your mom's just being safe. That's all.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask Dave another question really fast.
What's up, Rachel?
You have a job.
I do.
You say you work.
I do work.
How do you save money?
How do I save
how
money?
How would you recommend that I, you know, save money? Because my mom puts the check in the, you know, under her account, but it's a savings with my name. But
right.
Also, I have a box that I put cash in.
Okay.
Just to save for stuff. So.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, this is what I do personally. I got my dad, actually, to set up this account for me. I went through, like, a life insurance agent where it's basically – that's funny, Mark, that you mentioned that, because I think you mentioned this earlier, something similar to it. I have an account where I – it's completely separate, and I cannot touch the account. And every single month, I from my paycheck, I put $50 in. Let it be 25 from one paycheck and 25 from another because we get paid every 2 weeks, or let it be, you know, just 50 from one paycheck. Whatever I do, I make sure that I don't put anything less than $50 in that account for each month. What that does is it has interest. Like Mark was talking about earlier, it accumulates.
Do you know the rate that accumulates at?
Like 4% or something like that. I don't know. Yeah, 4.75. Is that what you wrote? Yeah. Thank you, Mark. He just wrote on a paper. He's like 4.75. Like, thank you. So 4.75%.
I'm just familiar with the program.
Yeah. Meaning that I get 4.75% of
the principal balance.
What's principal balance?
Principal balance is the amount of money that you have saved in that account.
Right. Do I get 4.75% every year?
Every year.
Every year.
Yeah.
I get four.
It's called per annum.
And then.
So it's,
No, I was just gonna say, and then that goes straight into the account.
Correct.
Like, oh, okay, that's
so,
cool.
Yeah. So you don't like ever, you can't like touch it. Can you ever touch, when can you get the money out?
You can get the money out if you want. I believe, right, Mark?
I'm not particularly, I don't know that plan specifically, but what it sounds like is it sounds like a universal whole life policy. And you can, years from now, 10, 15 years from now, once it has a good a balance to it, you can borrow against it, and it is tax deferred, and taxes is something we can get into.
Wait, what was tax defer?
Tax deferred means is that you're not paying taxes on that money.
Okay.
And which is a whole big other issue.
That's a good thing.
Which I'd like to tackle.
It's a cool thing.
Oh, that's a very, very good thing.
Okay. Yeah, so Rachel, I guess you can't touch it for a little while, but that's how I save my money. And then I have one account, I have that account, and then I have another account to where I take whatever else, you know, from my paycheck. You know, hypothetically speaking, let's say I'll get a $100 paycheck. I'll put 50 of that in the account. I'll put 25 of it in my other savings, then I'll take 25 and use that 25 for, you know, gas, food, do whatever. You know, if there's other things, like, you know, you go on a date, you do this, you do that, then, you know, you can pull a little money out of the not the savings account, but the other account, you know.
Yeah.
And then you can just put whatever
you took out back from your next paycheck. You just got to make sure to balance that out, or else you're going to be losing money.
You know, Rachel, saving money is a discipline, and the earlier in your life that you can learn how to do that, the better. And there's an old saying. There's an old saying that, and I won't get into cliches, but if you plan on saving money and being wealthy when you get older, what you're going to do is you're going to find that you're going to plan your expenses around your savings instead of paying for your expenses and hoping and praying that there's money left over to put in your savings account. Yep. So the first thing you need to do to really be an effective saver is when you get paid, take 5 or 10% of that paycheck and stick it in a savings account. And then pay your expenses out of that. And then out of that, you go and live your life, enjoy yourself, go to the mall, buy things like that.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you. But that's what my mom's doing right now. She puts most of my paycheck in her, you know, under her name, in my savings account, and then she just kind of gives me $20 here and there when I need it. And okay, so I'm going to be 18 next month. So when I turn 18, I can go to the bank with my mom and just get my own account opened up, right?
Right. And I think that's a good thing. And that's a good thing. But remember. Remember that you will be you're going to be the person who's responsible for that.
You're
going to
be responsible for that money.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Rachel.
Thank you for helping me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye, Rachel.
Bye.
That was very sweet. Another thing I wanted to touch on. I have some really, really good ways for teens to make some money, and adults too, but this is more targeted towards teens. I was just like looking online, and I stumbled upon this website, 23 Ways for Teens to Make Money. Mm. Basically what it is, it's about like this guy, he tells a story of like he was a teen, and he remembers like, you know, he got a few jobs, but it was just like the job thing wasn't working for him. Like, you know, I don't know what happened. Maybe he wasn't a good worker, you know, whatever happened. But like, basically he came up with 23 ways, like where, you know, teens, especially in today's generation, like we're very good at specific things, you know, computers, you know, doing this, you know, just like doing weird things, you know, instead of, you know, like I don't want to say behind the desk, because most teens don't have behind the desk jobs, but, you know, working in a clothing store, something like that, like something different from that. You know, there's a lot of teens that have, you know, other skills that they can set their minds to and get jobs doing and actually make money. Something that's actually really funny in this guy's little introduction about himself. He talks about how there was this girl, and she made more money than her parents.
Wow.
Doing, what is it, MySpace backgrounds.
Wow.
She created MySpace backgrounds, and she created like all these different types of MySpace backgrounds, and people would pay for them. People be like, oh, okay, I want that, and then, you know, do the whole credit card thing, probably send up through PayPal or something like that.
Right.
She literally was making more money than her parents just creating these MySpace backgrounds. You know, this is for you guys listening that have, you know, are good at computers or just like good at some of these things that I might mention that you can make money in. Social marketing consultant. Many companies are looking for qualified candidates who know the ins and outs of MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter to help them with their social marketing efforts. Honestly, like, how many kids? MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. Like, MySpace is probably, you know, it used to be, like, the biggest blog website. I think Facebook has kind of taken over. MySpace is for, I would say, the younger crowd now, and Facebook is more, you know, college, high school.
Right.
You know, and even businesses use Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, Mark has a Facebook.
And I use it for business.
Yeah. Just, you know, stuff on social media.
you know, if you're into
big.
That stuff.
That's a big thing, David.
Here's another thing. Sell stuff on eBay for mom and dad.
That's a great idea.
Right? That is a really good idea. Just because, like, how...
So what's the split on that? On something like that? What does the parents get? What do the kids get?
You gotta work that out with your parents. but that's a good idea. Like, that's one of those things where, you know, you could just, like, how much random stuff do you just have, like, lying around your house that you totally don't even use anymore? Oh, that's worth $100, like, randomly, you know? It's like just things, printers, like old computers, stuff like that, you know. And just set it up. And
if anybody's out there wants a job, I have a lot of stuff that needs to be sold on eBay. So just contact Dave. David will forward it on to me.
DCSboarding514@AOL.com. Once again, DCSboarding, BORDING, 514@AOL.com. Mark needs some of his stuff sold. freelance right. Anybody know what that is?
I have no idea.
Let me tell you. As they say on the web, content is king and everyone wants it. I have a consistent flow of passive income coming in from writing I did for Hub Pages and Squeedoo. For more on this method, check out how to make money with Hub Pages. I'm not actually exactly sure what that is.
I think it's more content in blogs.
Yeah. That's I know it has something to do with blogging, but blogging. Hey, that's a good one.
That's the next one.
To have a garage sale is the next one. Mm-hmm. I guess garage sale is kind of on the lines of eBay. Write product reviews. There are places like Kayo, C-I-A-O, E-P-I-N-I-O-U-S. How do you say that? E-P-I-N-I-O-U-S. Epinoyus.com. Okay. Yeah, something like that. Reviewstream.com. Basically, they pay for product reviews. If you have an opinion and can type quickly, this might be a good option. Wow, they just pay for product reviews.
That's great.
You go online. Damn, I want to check that out. No, you go online and, hey, I like this product, or I don't like this product because it is broken. Or just
right.
Anything, you know.
Sure.
Find odd jobs on Craigslist. That's a good one.
That's great.
Some of them might be landscape work, what's it called? Travel, like moving things, like refurbish companies, mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Bank account opening bonuses. Mm. Not suitable, but it's a quick way to make money. ING Direct offers a $25 for opening a new account in virtual bankers.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm very familiar with that. Referring people to open up an account with a specific organization.
Yeah.
And you get paid $25.
Oh, that's cool.
Sure.
Yeah, very cool. Sure. Take online surveys. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Time-consuming.
Yeah, time-consuming. But I guess there's specific online surveys that you can find online that'll pay you. Sell digital photos. Become a photographer. Mm. You know, honestly, that's actually funny. A couple of my real good friends, they're very into photography and just, you know, taking pictures of just anything. And putting it on a computer and then making it something. Like you know, tweaking it, photoshopping it. Just, like, doing cool things to the picture to make it look really cool. And there's actually art shows, believe it or not, that you can either do art or do photography or, you know, some sort of form of material art, you know, mm-hmm. That people go to and they buy art. They really do. Mm. There's also sites that are looking to buy digital photos. For anybody out there, photographers, check these sites out. Shutterstock, Shutterstock.com, 123rf.com, dreamstime.com, Creestock, C-R-E-S-T-O-C-K, and Fotolia, F-O-T-O-L-I-A. Check these websites out. Possibly, we'll buy some photography.
Sure.
Cell plasma. What is this?
Cell blood, right?
Yeah. Oh, blood.
Yeah.
Cell plasma. Nice. Yeah. Very nice.
I think I'm not sure how much you get, but I think for a pint of blood you can get $35.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's damn.
But you got to make sure that your blood is clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you got to be very honest with you with answer the questions they ask.
Oh, of course.
You know, sexually transmitted diseases, drugs, things like that. That you got to be very, very honest because that blood goes into the main blood supply. And you got to make sure you.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that blood is going to go into other people to save their lives.
Exactly.
I'm just going to run through these real fast because there's 23 of them. But we're almost done. Let's see. Take part in medical studies. I guess. Yeah, clinical studies and
clinical
stuff. Yeah. $50. Did you say? Thank you. Yeah, you get like $50 doing clinical studies. Tutor or give lessons. Create MySpace backgrounds. That's funny, like that girl. And here's a few jobs requiring uniquely mature teens. Create websites. Mm. That's actually a big one. Blogging. We talked about that. Design web logos. That's cool. Freebie trading. What is this? Freebie trading. I first heard about freebie trading from a woman by the name of Leslie who made $28,000 last year doing it part-time. Seems like it requires a certain kind of person, but clearly there's potential as a decent moneymaker. Becoming a census taker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Big government jobs.
Big government jobs. I was in the mall with my mom. And a census worker came up to me. He's like, hey, would you like to work for census? And I was like, maybe. We'll see. Yeah. Also, you had to be 18. But,
you know, are you done with your list, Dave?
There's a few more, but go on.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You know, talking about the government, and I think that teenagers, early teens, don't quite understand what taxes are. Okay. And taxes, very, very simply, are what the government gets out of your paycheck, every paycheck you get. Okay?
Right. I think a lot of us know what taxes are.
Okay.
Taxes are – we learn about that in school.
Sure, I understand.
It's a pretty simple concept. But, I mean, there's a lot behind taxes that we don't know about, but we know the general basis of taxes.
Right. I think what you know, teenagers need to understand is that – when they get paid from a paycheck, okay, that paycheck is the gross amount. Let's say it's $200, okay? You get paid $200, but the net paycheck that you get is $150, okay? So teenagers think, oh, I'm getting paid $150. No, you're getting paid $200, and the government is taking the taxes out of that. And that $50 is your money.
Right.
Okay? So when the government comes in and starts talking about increasing taxes, that means that $50 segment of your paycheck is now going to get bigger, and your net is going to get smaller.
Right.
So I think every teenager out there right now who's got a job should take a look at their paycheck and look at how much money they're actually paying in taxes.
Mm.
And I think it would be shocking.
Yeah. I agree. I actually look at my paycheck. I look at my paycheck stubs and I see how much money I see how much money I get out of my paychecks. And it's actually pretty ridiculous, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like the other thing about it, which it's kind of a bummer, is like you think about like all that money that you've like accumulated over time, you know, like all that money through taxes that the government has taken that you could have had over time, literally, I over $1,000, hands down.
Right.
Yeah. Like up to now, it's not like I've been like keeping count or anything, but what I'm saying is I can guarantee you that there's over $1,000 that just in
just in a few years of working, the government has pulled out of my paychecks. You know, right. And that's just me. You know.
This is why people buy real estate.
Right.
Because real estate is about the only, it's about the last tax shelter that exists.
Right.
In the marketplace.
Right.
So that means that your income taxes are greatly reduced when you own real estate and you pay interest on a mortgage.
Okay? Right.
I think there's one other, I think you want to get to one other
topic. Yeah, I was going to say, 10 tips. Okay. What are they? 10 tips to help students with money.
Okay.
Students, kids, teens, whatever, same thing.
All right. Number one, balance a checkbook.
Okay.
Learn how to balance your checkbook.
Balance a checkbook.
Once you have a checkbook, learn how to balance it.
Okay.
It's debits, credits. Credits is income, debits is expenses. Okay. Learn how to do that and watch those fees. Okay. There's a $10 per month charge for a checking account. Okay. People don't take that into account. Also, when they go to the ATM and they pull out money, they never mark it on their book. So if they take $20 out of their checking account and they had $100 in the checking account and then they go out and spend $100 and writing a check, they're going to bounce a check, which,
right,
of course, incurs $35 NSF charges.
Right.
So you got to be very careful.
So they're going to spend $135 as opposed to $100.
Number two, stick to a budget.
Yeah.
Take a piece of paper, write your expenses down, gas, food,
yeah,
movies,
yeah,
dates, girls, whatever, boys, whatever,
clothes,
and make it a realistic budget and stick to that budget. But
yeah,
on the top line, what's the top line item on that budget? What's the top line should be?
What do you mean? Like,
what's number one?
For what?
Like, that budget.
No, I realize, but like,
take 10% for savings.
Savings, that's what you were going to say.
Instead of saying, oh, number one, gas. Number two, food.
I was
going to
say gas. Yeah.
Right. Okay. No.
Yeah.
There's the secret.
Yeah.
Number one, savings. Okay?
Savings.
Number three, finance college. Okay? That's a whole nother subject. Financing of college with college loans. Okay? Parents, please hear me out there. You got to have money for your kids' education. Okay? Number four, establish credit. There's a lot of different ways to establish credit. There's secured credit cards out there, which means that you put in $500 at your local bank, and then you can get a credit line for $500, and they secure that a credit card with that savings account, and that starts establishing your credit. Establish credit as early as you possibly can. Earliest you really can is 18.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's that. Number six. Try not to accumulate debt.
Was that number? I think you're on. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Number five. I'm sorry. Identify wants versus needs. Okay. When you're out and you're buying things, look at what you're about to buy, and ask yourself,
do I need this?
Do I really need this?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd save yourself probably 20 to 30% of your budget just by asking that one question.
Okay. That's funny you said that. My dad used to tell me that when I was like really, really, really young. I don't know, I'd be like 7, 8 years old, you know, and this is even before I had a job or anything. He'd just be like, I'd be like, Daddy, can I get this? He'd be like, do you really? Like, do you need this? And I'd be like, yes. David, it's a toy. Do you really, really need this? Yes, I need it. Nope, you don't. You know, but like at the time I'd be like, God, I need a daddy, you know, and I'd be all pissed and stuff. But like, no, it really, really, truly did teach me, like later in life, when I started to get a job, I truly would ask myself, shit, like this is my money. Like, should I really spend the $30? Like, do I really need this? And most of the time I'd be like, no, I really don't. You know, it's fun, it's a treat, and maybe if I have more money later in life,
right,
you know, I can, you know.
Well, it sounds like your father is a very wise man.
He is. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Okay. Number six, deal with debt. Try not to accumulate debt, okay?
Yeah.
And if you do, okay, try to keep that rate as low as possible. Your standard credit card today is about 21%.
Okay? What does that mean?
That means that on every $100 that you borrow, you have to pay back $21. Okay? So, think about that. Okay? So, I'm going to go out and buy something for $100, but it's going to cost me $121. It's a very, very simplistic way of looking at it, but you got to be very, very careful about that. Okay?
Right, right.
Pay taxes. We talked about taxes.
Taxes,
okay?
Yeah.
Try to limit your tax exposure. That's a technical term, but bottom line is you're going to have to pay your taxes and look at how much taxes are. Okay? Consider all costs. Consider all costs. You know, kids have to buy a car.
I'm sorry, Mark. We have a caller.
Oh, okay.
Give me one sec. On the air live, Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. Who are we speaking to?
Julie.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Julie. Go on, Mark.
Okay. Consider all the costs. Okay. Kids need to save for a car. They need to save for expenses, college, rent, because they're going to be going out into the world and becoming self-sufficient, so they're going to have to either rent a room, rent an apartment, or, you know, be wonderful if you could buy a home, okay?
That would be cool. I'm trying to, like, another reason, like, for my savings and stuff is, you know, I want to be able to have enough money to where when I'm, you know, 25 years younger than that, probably like 22 years old, you know, I want to be able to be like, I can pay rent, you know, mm-hmm. I can go out there, look at homes, be like, okay, I am young and I'm ready to get a home. Mm-hmm. I want to get a home. I want to be able to, you know, have a stable form of, you know, not only income, but just like a base zone, you know, just like a comfortable, just I can, you know, I'm safe here. You know, I don't need to worry about money.
Just remember when you pay rent,
yeah,
you're making someone else's mortgage payment.
Yeah, that's
okay.
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So number nine, save for the future. Just save. Just make that number one on your budget. Okay. 5%, 10%, even if it's a dollar amount, $5 a month, $10 a month, at least you're building something, okay?
Right.
And number 10 is stretch your dollar. Figure out, really, do I need to buy this?
Right.
Just use what's available to you. A lot of people go, oh, you know, let's go to a movie tonight. Let's go out to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe you've got a DVD or you've got cable TV that has demand.
That's true.
On demand.
That's true. But you know, at the same time, it's always nice. You gotta spend the extra cash sometime. You know.
Of course. You never want to be viewed as being cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Mark, unfortunately. Looks like we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm sure that you helped multiple people.
Well, I hope so.
Well, that's the key, man, to help people. That's why we're here, you know? But thank you very much, Mark.
I really enjoyed being here, David. Thank you so much.
Of course, this is Teen Trends with Dave and Friends. I'm David Cohen, your host. We got Mark Stevens in the studio. We're in the studio. We talked about money. How to save money. Just some real good tips.
You guys, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was way, way, way fun. You guys have a great Sunday and an even better tomorrow. Yes, this is indeed LATalkRadio.com, the best talk station, internet talk station on this planet Earth. And you are listening to Teen Trends that is now over. You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
You on my mind.